Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa, and thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is the Down the Rabbit Hole, titled Up and Atom, where Drew joins me to talk about the escrow.com quarterly report for Q1, to also talk about .ai domains, the recent rebrand of SquadHelp to Atom.com, and the recent sale of Pepe.com. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com and on our YouTube channel at DS.TV. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button and all that good stuff everywhere that you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. Also, we integrate our shows with Muse.ai, which provides search functionality as well as transcripts. So definitely check all that out. And props to our sponsor, Dan.com, the number one place in the world to buy and sell your domains with a special platform made for domain investors. And special shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world, specializing in domain acquisition, sales, and appraisals. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain name and domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and of course, domain investing. And remember, we've got NamesCon coming up in Austin, Texas, June 5th to the 8th. Drew will be speaking. We'll be doing a Domain Sherpa panel in advance of the live auction. So definitely go to NamesCon.com and check that out and get registered if you're not already registered, and we hope to see you there. With that, it's now time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains, so let's jump down the rabbit hole. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. Jayon, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Down the Rabbit Hole with my boy Andrew Rosner, who I'll introduce more properly in a second. It's actually a part two of a show that we did a few months ago, reviewing the escrow.com quarterly report, so that's what we're going to get into today. And as we say here on Domain Sherpa, all roads lead to domains, and in the reverse, our work with domains has us venturing all the time into different areas and topics, hence the jump down the rabbit hole. Like I said, this particular show is focusing on the escrow.com Q1 quarterly report. Drew and I did a one-on-one type of show a couple of months ago where we reviewed one of their, actually I think it was the first one that they dropped, and they're now coming out with these on a regular basis. They provided us with the report a couple days in advance. I think it'll probably be dropping right around the time the show drops, if not out like literally like somewhere contemporaneously with that. We think this is the right show for us to talk about it. So we're excited about that. This particular down the rabbit hole type of show started with our homegirl, Jen Sale, and we describe it as a tech adjacent, digital asset, pop culture, tangent positive, monthly podcast with some domain stuff thrown in for good measure. Today's stuff's going to be domain heavy, like I said. For this particular show, we're going to talk about the escrow report. We're going to talk a little bit about domain space, current events, there's a lot of cool stuff that's happening. The space is very, very active. Things are really, really interesting and active at the moment. So but let's go ahead. I I'm going to introduce my boy over to my right, Andrew Rosner, a.k.a. Morpheus, a.k.a. the Dirk Diggler of Digital Assets, a.k.a. Bob Lee Swagger, the Sniper. And I think that's it for a.k.a.s. Since it's him on the show, he's going to be like... he's going to be hitting the buzzer to tell me to shut up. So we'll just slow it down. But for real.
Slow your roll, yo.
Like I said, we got the escrow report, so we're going to get into that in a second. But first, Drew, what's going on, dude? How are you? What's good in your world?
All good. A little tired, you know. Got a little too many festivities last night. A little tired today. All good.
All right, man. All right. Well, that is what's up. Like I said, we are going to get into the Domain Investment Index for Q1 of 2024, provided by escrow.com, the number one escrow service for the domain space, and a good quality partner of ours. So big shout out to them. Like I said, the report should be coming out right in line with the show. So I think everybody will hopefully be seeing it as we're talking about it. But, is there anything particular based on taking a look at the report that catches your eye that you think is interesting?
Well, I'm not going to lie. As I'm trying to pull it, like, as I'm scrolling through it, it's like causing my computer to freeze. And then I close the PDF and everything's good. And then I opened it again and it started to freeze. And then I closed the PDF and everything was good again. So it's going to be a little bit tricky.
Okay. So all good. I'll tell you that. So what's interesting about the report is it's causing my computer to shut down.
Interesting part about it. But I mean, I went through it with you before the show. So, you know, we can wrap on some of these topics. I kind of have a, you know, decent understanding of it.
I like it, man. Taking the test, you don't even need to study. You know what I'm saying? I like it. I like the
I've never studied for a test in my life.
Oh, there's that Eminem line, you know, I passed the test guessing. No, I feel you. And well, the thing that stood out to me, I think, as people will see, is the domain names containing .ai, the value of .ai domains continues to increase, reaching another record high of 2.6 million in Q1. From a 2.1 million in Q4 of 2023. And if you look at the chart, you know, it's kind of this, like, you know, it's definitely a pretty steady, consistent climb over the last, you know, several years. So I know that when we did our show, and for those of you who haven't seen it, definitely go back and check it out. We had Andy Booth, James Booth on the show. Those guys are big cheerleaders for .ai, you know, and eating their own dog food, as they say. You know, they're very invested in creating different tools and businesses on some of the .ai domains, and they continue to buy and add to their .ai portfolio, as well as have some pretty significant .ai sales. So, and I know for you, obviously being like sort of the ultimate .com maxi, when we had that conversation, it was kind of like a you versus Andy, you taking the more traditionalist approach, him being a little bit more AI. We ended up, I think, really finding that there was more common ground, you know, where you're sort of, not to put words in your mouth, but the way you kind of framed it was that, look, you know, folks will win. And somebody like Andy will absolutely be successful because he's very talented in identifying and acquiring and recognizing trends and stuff like that. But that you think that this ultimately is going to be a bit of a bubble and at some point it'll come back down to earth. Do you still feel the same way? Does this data change your mind? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
What's .ai?
What do you mean?
That's how I feel about that. Meaning, listen, $2 million in sales in Q1. Like, that's less than a quarter of what we did last week. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fart in the wind. And so it's great. I think it's fantastic. You got new companies coming out. They're getting their training wheels on with the .ai, and that's fantastic. And when they grow up and they, you know, most of them are going to die. But when they grow up and they get the big boy socks on and they're ready to, you know, put on some running shoes, they're gonna come and we're gonna help them get their .com. You know, look, it is I'm not boasting. It is just, this is a story as old as time. Okay, now, stupid money wants quick money, right? So they come in, you know, .ai, yo, all them dinosaurs that own the .com, they don't even know shit. I'm going to get this new .ai and I'm going to show them. All right. Like I said, all combined sales for .ai in Q1 represent less than 20% of what we did last week. So, what is .ai?
Yeah. All right. I think that's fair. Well, hold on. So we know that this is not the full scope, right? Because not everything gets reported. You know, there are deals happening on Namecheap. There are deals happening on Dynadot. You know, I don't think this does not include the auction activity. I think last month or this past month, I think they had a pretty solid auction results. Actually, I don't know if I can get them up in time.
Yes, but here's why the escrow results are actually the only ones that are important. And this is why I feel very comfortable running around telling everybody that we are the number one domain broker in the world, because everything that's outside of escrow is less important because most of it is going to wholesale. So I think that your escrow sales are the best measure of end user sales. For sure, there are a lot of sales happening on Namecheap, going to end users. There are a lot of sales probably happening on, I don't know, whatever marketplace, you know. But look, it takes a lot of $25,000 and $50,000 sales to move the needle on, let's call it, 2 to 2.5 million of sales in the quarter. So Let's call it three. Let's get wild and call it four. Like, okay. You know, so I, again, you can go out, you can build a portfolio. Andy Booth is going to do great. James Booth is going to do great, but you're not them. And they already got all the names that matter. And so their sell-through rate is going to be higher. Or Andy says he's going to develop. Whether he does or not, I don't care. You know, is he overpaying? Probably. Is he going to regret it? No, because it doesn't matter. He's already made a lot of money with his .com. He's fine. But the other people were like, yo, look at this, you know, blah, 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 .ai, you know, can you go sell this for me? It's like, what do you mean? What do you mean? Like, I get it violent. It's like, what do you mean go sell that for you? To who? To who? Just because you bought it on auction last week for $1,500, you think there's suddenly an end user that wants to pay you $100? Who am I selling this to? Like, this is, you can play the game of hot potato and play, you know, pass it around, you know, in the wholesale business. Great. I played that game for years. I was good at it. And I graduated. I wanted to make real money.
You like Kanye West, man. You know what I'm saying? We went from late registration to graduation, man.
Telling you the truth, okay? Because it really is just, it's funny to me. I see all these people on Twitter and they're debating, and you can't even help yourself. It just, people like the FOMO, okay? They think, oh, I discovered the next hottest thing. It's like, listen, the best way to make wealth in this world is keep it boring. Take some risks on really well-educated bets. That means, you know, whatever. I'm not even going to say what that means. But my point is simple. I think I have no beef with .ai. None. I own some. I just sold one at wholesale to somebody who has a different view than me. I took one Bitcoin. They took a .ai name. I think that when we look, you know, backwards on that trade, I'm going to feel real about it. They're going to feel real bad about it. I hope not. I hope they make $1 billion. But I doubt it. Okay. And so the point is like,
I feel you,
know,
man.
There's only going to be so many AI companies. Okay. And there's going to be even less of those that can afford to pay six figures or seven figures for a .ai domain name. And if they can't pay six or seven figures, if you think that they're not considering, should we buy this .ai or should we buy our .com, you're out your mind. It's still number two. And if it's not number two in the mind of the person, that for sure is a bubble. Like, that's a short window where it's, oh, I think it's, you know, we're extra cool if we're .ai. And then, you know, like, whatever period of time, whether that's 18 months, 12 months, 6 months, there's a period of time, the window slams shut. And everybody knows, you know, like, now you can't leave, right? Because, yeah. So I think that this is much to do about nothing. Like,
all right, Shakespeare, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? And yeah. But I will say, you know, so as part of this show, looking at some domain current events, you know, so looking at some of the different blogs that report on different stories and whatnot in the space, big shout out to Andrew Allman at Domain Name Wire, big shout out to Elliot Silver with domaininvesting.com. You know, Andrew had posted an article about, not even 2 weeks ago. So over the last 24 months, .ai, the amount of names, .ai domains registered has tripled in size. They're now at about 500,000 domains. And over the course of the last year,
let me just make a clarifying statement in case it wasn't clear. .ai is great for .ai, right? In the same way, like, owning a registry of domain names, a domain name extension that people want to register SLDs in. Mm-hmm. One of the single greatest businesses on earth, period, full stop. It's one of the few pure play cash machines that exists in the world.
Yep.
Is like owning land with oil rights or oil royalties, owning a TLD that people want to register SLDs in. Like, I don't know. There's very few like just passive wealth making, you know, mechanisms in the world. They don't come around very often anymore, right? They've been outcompeted. So, AI is great for the people that own .AI, i.e. the island of Antigua, Anguilla. Okay. And shout out, you know, Vincent Kate for running this thing and, you know, capitalizing on the opportunity and running it really what I would say is quite, you know, free market and intelligently. I think it's fantastic. However, if you are a domain investor, okay, it's a different perspective, right? Like, I just think that people think that they got the hot shit and what they got is horse shit. And
man, yo, that might end up being the clip right there, Billy.
Well, because
I think they got the hot shit.
There's only really going to be the thing. Oh, I got a portfolio. People come to us every day. I got a portfolio of 500.AI domains. I got a portfolio of 50.AI domains. I got a portfolio of 2,300.AI domains. You're like, that looks like a liability to me. There's like going to Crunchbase, okay, and find out, like, you know, everybody says, how much you want for that domain? 100 grand, 500 grand, 300 grand, right? It's like, okay, so here's the math. Here's some very basic, a very important formula people should think. If you want to sell your domain name to a venture-backed startup, in 99% of cases, they're willing and able to spend somewhere between a half a point and 1.5, maybe 2 points if they're really fast growing, they've raised a lot of capital. Of the amount of money that they raised in their last round on the domain name, their exact brandmatch.com domain name, or let's say you believe that they'll spend the same for their .AI. Okay, not true, but let's just pretend that that's a reality. So it may be true in a very limited number of circumstances, but for the most part, that is an exception, not a rule. So, but let's just go with that assumption for a second. They're willing to pay the same for the .AI as they would for the .com. Okay. So, how many AI companies are big enough and have raised in excess of $10 million in cash in their latest round of funding? Because those are the people that are qualified to pay $100,000 or more for a .AI. Okay. Oh, you want to sell it for $1 million. Okay. We need how many AI companies have raised $100 to $250 million and are still looking for a domain name? Right. Very, very small pool of domain of companies. Right? So this, you have to be realistic. These are facts. The imaginary 10 billion companies that are going to emerge in the AI space. Okay. Even let's say that a billion companies are created in the AI space. That's great. How many of them are going to raise $10 million? Those are the ones that might be able to pay $50,000, $100,000 for your domain. How many of them raised $50 million? Because those are the ones that might be able to pay $250,000 for your domain. Okay. How many of those companies have raised $100 million? Because those are the guys that can pay you your $500,000 to $1 million. Okay. If the answer is none, then what you have is a liability because it costs you $100 and something a year to renew it, and there will be no end user ever, okay? Because you're in a narrow slot. You're in this AI world, and we're in a transition phase where having something as .AI makes you stand out. But that's only comes into play during that transition phase when it's not ubiquitous. And that is going to happen very quickly. And the moment it does, I personally believe, and I, you know, with good reason, I think, that the part is over, right? Then it just goes back to the same dynamics we've seen with every trend, with every new emerging technology. And everybody just wants their .com because they want to be a big grown-up company that other people want to invest their dollars into. So
yeah.
Well, that's my thoughts.
Yeah, no. And I think, and I will say, in line with what you're saying, I mean, looking at what is making, and granted, look, like I mentioned before, a lot of .AI sales are happening at other places that aren't captured by on the escrow report. But when you look at the overall domain sales for the quarter, right, and we did see an uptick from Q4 2003 to Q1 2024 by about, from 79 million to 84 million. We saw a little bit of a bump. I expect that number will be even higher for Q2, you know, just based on what we're seeing. Just our numbers alone.
Sure, right? And we've got a pretty good read on the market. You know, we've got these, you know, decent chunk of the market shares. We've seen a huge uptick for Q2. I expect that we will see a big uptick. These numbers.
And what we're hearing from our, you know, colleagues and contemporaries.
And Q1 was one of the worst quarters ever in the history of the company. So it was.
Well, everything picked up at the end of the quarter, and then the stuff's all closing Q2, right? I mean, that's the thing. Like,
that's right.
We saw March was a good month, but, you know, stuff took a second to get closing in April. And overall, so we see this little bit of a bump. We expect a bigger bump in Q2. But what I think is interesting is that for the quarter, you've got $84 million overall. And of that, $2.6 million is our .AI domains, right? Meaning that you've got $81.4 million. Look at the delta between, you know, comm and everything else that makes the big number versus the .AI number. And it's still...
People go, you're comparing apples and oranges. And it's like, that's kind of the point. Right. It's kind of the point. It's apples and oranges. And like, you have to understand that investing is about your addressable market, right? Because that is, there's probably no factor that outweighs that in your probability of success or probability of achieving an end user sale, right? At the price that makes sense, you know, if you're applying proper standards. So,
but do you think that shows there's room?
It's like,
is there market to crack?
Let's just say there's an end user pool, okay, per quarter. Let's say per year end user pool is, I don't know, let's be super generous. We're going to basically double the numbers from escrow. And let's say that it's $15 million a year is the end user pool to capture of .AI domain sales. Okay, so you're out there competing in a market where the wholesale prices of these things is absurd. What they're going for in auction from the expiry every month is absurd. So you're going to pay crazy prices and then try to, you know, jam that foot into a real narrow shoe that is, you know, you got the big old fat foot, you know, because you got these heavy costs up front, you got these heavy renewal fees, right? And then, you know, now you're going to get that foot into a tiny little slipper that's $15 million a year in end user domain sales. So I just, look, that's not the pond I'm trying to swim in, okay?
Like Cinderella's sisters up in this piece.
Yeah, if we got, let's say we got, you know, let's apply the same metric to .com sales. It means you got $1 billion a year in
quarterly numbers we're talking about.
Yeah, you know? That's why I'm extrapolating, right? So let's just say it's $100 million a year in you know, right, mostly .com, but whatever else, if not .ai.
It's like $80 million a quarter, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then we doubled it, right? That's what we do. We doubled it because obviously escrow is not the entire market, right? So we doubled it for AI. So I'm doing the same standard. It's $750 million a year, okay? It's probably closer to $1 billion. In end user sales, it's like, oh, the same number of people are trying to invest in .com domain names for that market. Mm. But the size of the market is, you know, immensely larger. I'm going to play in that market, Like, it's just math. This is probabilities. It makes sense. So anyways, look, again, I don't have anything against Zion. I just think that you are a fool if you think that that is a better investable market than .com.
I think you make a good point too, is the price of the domains in the wholesale market, because they've gone, you know, there's not as many AIs available, or at least, like, you know, through some of the same channels that you see, like, you know, you've got the auctions on Dynadot. Big shout out to Dynadot, by the way. But they happen monthly, right? So it's not like it's an everyday occurrence, and they're selling for big money. So it's like, if you're investing a lot, you know, proportionately a lot more to get the same sort of quality names with less of a addressable market to actually go and capture sales, I agree with you. I mean, I think, you know, running the numbers that way, the back of that napkin doesn't look very pretty. So all right. Well, thanks for telling us how you really feel. We definitely appreciate the insight, but no, I think that all makes sense. All right. So I think that those are kind of the highlights from the report. I don't really see anything else that jumps out. Everything is kind of steady. You know, what I think is interesting, and I would just kind of tell everybody out there that's going to have access to the report and see it, and to the extent that they find it interesting, or any of the data points interesting, or see, you know, opportunities, you know, to improve feedback, like, you know, send those along us or escrow directly, because I think it's great that they're sharing this data. And I think to the extent that they can share more, or there are different data points that people would find useful, let's try to provide them a little bit of guidance there, everybody. So, you know, definitely, you know, let your voice be heard. And, you know, as we continue, you know, looking to raise all boats. So
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high-value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, that's what's up with the escrow.com quarterly report. Again, shout out to them. All right, well, let's look at some other current events and see what else is good. Let's see. All right, we've got the Squad Help rebrand. Squad Help rebrand. I got that on my list. What do you think? Adam.com.
I mean, I love the domain name. You know, Adam.com is an amazing domain name. I'm not sure I love it for Squad Help. I'm also not sure that a rebrand made sense for Squad Help, to be honest, unless it was like to Squad, right? Like, that would have been a great rebrand, or upgrade. And I'm not just trying to poo-poo it, but, you know, I have a whole thesis. Now they do a lot of, you know, following people that have visited a particular domain, you know, and resurfacing the thing, you know, trying to drive demand. I'm personally, if you're talking about small domains, okay, I think all that stuff makes sense. Maybe there's some more trust, maybe it increases conversion rates, blah, blah, blah. But it seems to me that they're trying to target the upper end of the market. And I just don't think that it matters. People want a domain, or they don't want it. They have a purpose for it. Like, nobody spends six or seven figures domain or eight figures for a domain unless there is a clear business case for their company. And so, in my experience, relationships matter, experience matters, being able to explain the value proposition matters, being able to get a hold of the right person matters, you know, preventing friction in the transaction matters. Being Adam.com, I don't think matters. And so, you know, it's, but it's an amazing domain name. I think, it's probably too good of a domain name to use for a domain name marketplace, but, you know, that's a luxury decision. And so have at it, you know,
up in Adam. You know what I'm saying?
Go spend some of that Hilco money. Holla.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? No, pass it over here, yo.
I mean, I agree with you to the extent that I love the name. I think it's badass. I think that from a rebrand, as far as
great
being able
to
like,
love that to me.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool and exciting. I think it's interesting, you know, and it'd be, you know, DARPin and team are usually pretty good.
You know, it's funny though, because it's a naming platform, somebody brought up that it doesn't necessarily pass the radio test. And that's, I wouldn't normally, you know, like this was Adam.com, but they, you know, it's like, I don't know, material sciences, you know, they're doing the next graphene technology, or they're, you know, whatever, they're doing space exploration or mining or, you know, whatever, like wouldn't faze me. But because it's a naming platform, the confusion with Adam, like Adam Strong, like ADAM, is a little bit, it's a little, you know, it doesn't pass radio tests, right? So it's
That's
a little bit.
You know, it's funny. I didn't think of that at all. But I did see that tweet, and I forget who it was, but, you know, what they said is, it does it really pass the radio test?
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't occur to me, because I've actually loved that domain for a long time. But when you think about, like, oh, it's a Navy platform, Adam.com, like, a little bit of a.
Yeah. You know, no, I'm trying to see it almost. See if
a little bit of sand in the knickers.
Was it that said that? That was
I thought I just made it up.
No, not that part. That's not the sand in the knickers. The whoever said the somebody's about the
I forget who it was.
But it was like, it was a domain, or it was somebody we know, and I remember and that's a pretty good point. Trying to just look real fast just to get him a shout out, but
shout out DARPin. You know, I think it's an amazing domain name. I'd be proud to own it myself. And I, you know, I hope they do great with it.
Yeah, I'm going to find out who that was.
I wonder how much Squad is, because that's the move I would have made. I would have gone for
that's
Squad.
That's amazing. I mean, that's pretty wild. I agree with you. I think I hadn't even thought about that.
The Squad is like just on the nose. You know what I mean? It's like, oof.
Yeah, that would, and I think that still embodies some of the whole, I'd have to go back through and see the press release again. This was the point I was going to make. DARPin, and you know, it's pretty transparent, you know, with some of the thinking and some of what they do. It'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, see. I mean, look, that's the main reason I've got a lot of respect for DARPin, is that he's been really transparent since he came into this space and started building this thing, and, you know, explaining his thing behind some of his decisions, changes that he's made. You know, some of the studies they've done, some of the A/B testing they've done. And so all that information, all that data is super valuable. And, you know, I've said it a million times, I have enormous respect for anybody that's out here doing something to help grow the pie. That's what we're here trying to do. And so, you know, hats off to him for that. But, you know, just trying to give a hot take and, just being honest with my thoughts, as it applies in this particular situation. But I truly wish them the best, and I hope they crush it.
Yeah. Well, no. And what I was kind of driving at was that I think that it'll be interesting down the road to see if they share some of the impact that this has, because, you know, we do preach a lot about how, you know, companies should try to, you know, need to get their one word exact match brand domains. You know, if we're dealing with a domain upgrade, I mean, this is definitely a domain upgrade, but it's not exactly their domain upgrade. Kind of to your point, Squad Help upgrading the Squad would have been truly a domain upgrade. This is a full on rebrand, you know, moving away from anything related to Squad Help. Obviously, when the platform started, you know, there was some of that AI crowdsourcing, you know, helping people select names, you know, so the idea of the whole Squad Help, you know, team collective helping to drive domaining decisions and things and surfacing domains based on, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, as they're sort of getting maybe away from that model, then this is part of that pivot. And this is where I probably should have done the homework myself and actually looked at what they said in the press release to see if this is part of that, to say, hey, we're moving away from that model. So because of that, we have this opportunity to pick a whole new
game. I don't think so. I don't think that they're moving away from that model. I mean, that was kind of their differentiating point. You know, it does seem, and, you know, since they got the investment from Hilco, it does appear that they want to target the high end of the market. Mm-hmm. I'm super curious just to see. So far, my take is that it's ineffective, because, you know, all the different things that I have thought about deeply about, oh, how do you scale, you know, a super high end domain brokerage, right? Like, oh, we only deal in super high-end domain names. Well, the things that make that part of the market tick are completely different than the lower end of the market or the mid-market. And so I just don't think that the marketing tactics, the remarketing tactics, the, you know, I don't think that a lot of the...
Oh, the retargeting?
You know, yeah. I just don't... I don't know. But I'm super curious. I'm super interested to see.
Well, and that's my last point. Then we can move on. Is just that, you know, I think because of how transparent DARPA has been, you know, kind of throughout their whole process, their journey, it'll be interesting to see if within the next however many months or whatever that, you know, we'll get some insight into what the value of the impact of the rebrand. And, you know, and I think that that will be very, very interesting and very cool to see. So, but I do love the idea that, you know, again, we promote the whole thing about, hey, like, you know, .onewordpremium.com domains are obviously the pinnacle. And these guys are kind of practicing what they preach by doing that for themselves. And it is a killer, killer name. The radio test piece is interesting. So now I think Adam Strong will be now spelled A-T-O-M Strong. Adam Strong. Shout out to Adam, by the way. All right, well, cool. Well, hey, so talking about a domain upgrade, we got time for maybe one.
His next
topic.
AKA is Atomic Adam.
Yeah, Atomic. So, well, I do the up and Adam, Atomic. You know, up and at them, you know, because up and Adam, there was a Simpsons where it was like Atomic Man up and at them, and he couldn't.
AdamStrong.com is available, registering it.
Oh, are you with the ATOM?
ATOM Strong.
There you go. Maybe the up and Adam. Maybe that'll be the name of the show. This will do for the show. But all right. So jumping into another topic or two, and then we got to go. But speaking of domain upgrades, I saw that Pepe.com is you know, they made a move. They made a move from
So this just highlights, you know, my point, right? Like, did they upgrade from Pepe.vip to Pepe.ai? Did they upgrade from Pepe.vip to Pepe.xyz? No. Did they upgrade to .io? No. .co? Nope. .org? Nope. They upgraded to .com, right? And so that was well over a year and a half of going back and forth with them. Obviously, the bull market helps. You know, we finally got them over the line. It was a beautiful deal for everybody. It was a huge upgrade for them. Gives them, you know, I mean, look, it's a frog on the internet. I don't know how much validity, you know what I'm saying, people are giving to it. But you know, nonetheless, if we're talking about meme coins, it gives it a little bit of seriousness or validity, you know. And so, for better or worse, might I add. Great. It was a great sale. It was a great sale. And shout out Lord Tech. Whoever you are.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what I think is pretty wild, right? Like when you're dealing kind of with that true, like sort of, you know, domains, we've always said, you know, used to be the wild west of the internet. Then it became old hat as crypto and NFTs and all this other kind of stuff blew up. And now you've got the meme coins going crazy. You know, what I think is really interesting about the Pepe deal, because you say, you know, kind of you touch on it a bit, which is, you know, what validity does a meme coin dealing with frog, you know, an irreverent frog on the internet really need to have their exactmatch.com. But there are several Pepe coins out there. There's confusion a little bit around which 100%. Is the right, which is the original provincial coin, which is the, you know, and which are these other ones. So,
it's so simple. If you own the .com, all the questions are answered. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody's going and looking for the next one. If you got the .com, like it really is that simple.
Yeah.
Like, that's why Roger Ver in the early days understood how powerful it was to buy Bitcoin.com, because then he could drive his big block bullshit narrative and people would go to Bitcoin.com and they'd buy Bitcoin Cash thinking that they're buying Bitcoin because he's got Bitcoin.com, right? It's like he who has a .com owns the narrative around that namespace. So, you know,
yeah, I agree. And
that's what it is.
Yeah, like I said, I think that is an absolute power move, makes a ton of sense. And it really does further sort of strengthen the argument as to the necessity and the value of the .com exact match, domain in order to establish the validity, the trust, in order to make sure that you really do own the narrative, you own the brand, you own the term. And yeah, so big shout out to them. So are you now a Pepe coiner? Are you a Pepe Maxi?
Well, you know, I mean, most people have probably heard the story about when we sold Solana.com to Solana, and we took it all in dollars. So, you know, as Jason Calacanis likes to say, I kept a little for schmuck insurance. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, good. So you're a Pepe coiner. That's cool. That's all right.
Well, I'm definitely not a Pepe coiner, but it's a little bit of schmuck insurance just in case I'm wrong, right? Just in case frog goes to the moon. If they send a frog to the moon, you know what I'm saying? We're going places.
We're going to the moon with the frog.
That's it. All right. That's it.
I did.
And if none of this makes sense to you, then you're probably better off for it.
exactly. I'll tell you, that's been my experience with a lot of the shitcoin stuff in the last couple. It's just, it's a lot of, you got to spend a lot of time. You got to be trying to pay attention to the right people, and there's no clear, you know, any of that. And you got to be in whether it's Discords or Telegrams or whatever. I mean, it's just like, that is like a full-time job trying to stay on top of all the meme coins and the shit coins. And to me, it's just like, I'll just buy Bitcoin and I'm just going to chill. I'm going to hodl and chill. And, you know, the rest of it seems like a whole lot of noise and a whole lot of work and a lot of drama. You know, I bought some shit coins, they did pretty good, and then they didn't do good. And I bought more shit coins, they did worse. You know what I mean? It's like, wow, dust settled. It's like, I don't know. You know, like, I got coins that are named after cats. I got coins after dogs. I got hamster coins. I got coins of things that look like cats, but they're actually dogs. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, the shit coinery is pretty, pretty crazy. But so be safe out there, everybody. All right, man. Well, look, I think, we're kind of almost out of time. Real quick, this would be in, if this was a Domain Sherpa review, we would be on to, grand closing, where we'd kind of talk about anything that the Sherpas wanted to promote or talk about. MJ.com, looks like that sold out pretty quick once it finally went live. How you feeling about that?
I mean, very excited. We had a very positive feedback, a lot of excitement. A lot of people couldn't get as much as they wanted to. I think it went, at the end of the day, exactly how I expected. And very happy with the outcome. And now, it's 3-month lockup, and then the shares will start trading. And mm-hmm. We'll be see what the market does. But ultimately our job is to then, figure out how to monetize this thing, find somebody to lease it, sell it, figure out how to monetize it the best way possible. So that's the next step.
Okay.
And
all right. Well,
now we're trying to tee up what to do next. Anybody that's got feedback on what they would like to see, what would get you excited to take public on Rally Road, particularly if you are somebody who has already participated on Rally Road and whether it's domains or anything else, let us know down in the comments or hit us on Twitter or X and let us know what kind of domain names you'd love to see go public. Because I flip flop on the daily about what I think should go next. So, yeah. Hit us up, let us know.
Yeah, well, and I know we've got some good things in the works on some of the other stuff there. And big shout out to Rally. And I'm excited for that too. I think it's gonna be really cool. So, all right. Well, I think with that, I think we've touched on enough stuff, and we're actually exactly out of time. So, thank you, Drew, as always. Appreciate you taking the time to share and talk and talk your talk, And to the audience, I appreciate all you guys. As I say in every show, without you, there is no us. So, thank you for tuning in. Again, we are not hard to find. Asking for feedback on a bunch of this stuff. Quick shout out to NamesCon for those of you who have not registered yet or still on the fence about whether or not you're going. We will be there. Drew's got a keynote fireside type of chat that he'll be doing. We'll be doing our panel live for Domain Sherpa with a bunch of the Sherpas in advance of the live auction. Shout out to Monty. Check out rightofthedot.com for the signing up for pre-bidding or I don't know if they're still taking names. I'm not 100% sure where that in their process, but probably still accepting names for the and submissions for the auction. So, you know, definitely go check that out. Get to namescon.com. It's going to be June 5th to the 8th, Austin, Texas, Omni Hotel. So that should be a good time. So if you're still on the fence, then, you know, get off the fence and get online, get booked and, you know, get registered. Well, that should be, that'll be a good one. We're back in the building and excited for that. And, I think that's it. Otherwise, you know, with that, I'm going to say goodbye. So thank you again. This was a great time. We say on the end of these rabbit hole shows, fair farin, which is a Scottish phrase meaning good journey. May you travel far under fair skies and even further down dark, deep rabbit holes. See y'all next time on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Peace out, everybody.